Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, there has been a school shooting in Finland, and as I live in Finland, a number of people have asked me if I might be prepared to give an opinion on it. There's been a school shooting today, that is Tuesday the 2nd of April, at Joki Radan Koulu, which is in Vanta, which is a city next to Helsinki, which is part of the sort of broader Helsinki metropolitan area in southern Finland. And it was reported early this morning that the shooter was a 12-year-old boy and that three people have been injured at this school at shooting. And the age range of the school ranges from primary school through to what's called lower secondary school, so up to the age of about 15. And it seems now that one child, a 6-year-old, has unfortunately died. So obviously this is a very tragic and unpleasant situation. In terms of trying to understand it, and I should emphasise that we don't really know much yet, and Finnish newspapers are most disinclined to give out information about things like this at the best of times because they're very interested in people's privacy and so forth. There's a number of points that occur to me. First of all, Finland is a very, very high trust society. Perhaps decreasingly so, but it is a very high trust society. Where I live, it is frequently the case that people don't even lock this is in a city, people don't lock their front doors, don't lock their bikes. It would never occur to people that people would steal from them. This is an extremely high trust society, and schools, I guess rather like English schools were until the 1990s, are not secure in any way. Anybody, and this is even after there have been school shootings. There were school shootings in the mid-2000s in this country. Schools are not secure in any way. Anybody can simply walk in to a school because these are high trust societies. So they just assume that people are going to behave themselves, people aren't going to commit crime, people aren't going to do anything unpleasant. This is what a high trust society means. And it's difficult if you live in England to get used to what this means in real terms. But it's, for example, I once walked past a place where there were just some tomatoes for sale and just leave the money here and take what you pay for. Trust. High trust society. Secondly, and perhaps they can get away with this because it's a high trust society, it's a society that's awash with guns. Finns are frontiersmen, a lot of them, or descended from frontiersmen. They started off in the west of the country and then moved inwards towards the interior. The country is extremely rural and a lot of forest and whatever. And so a lot of people enjoy hunting, and it being a high trust society, there is no problem with you owning guns. And as long as you don't have a criminal record, then you are allowed to own a gun. In law, you are supposed to keep it in a locked cabinet in your house, but often Finns don't do that because they trust that there won't be a problem. So I know someone, for example, who used to keep it just in the cupboard in his bedroom. So this is a society that is awash with guns, and it's high trust. Thirdly, it has a very, very high rate of schizophrenia. The level of schizophrenia in Finland is double the level of schizophrenia in Sweden, which is in turn double the level of schizophrenia in England. Now, what schizophrenia means is that you are very, very interested in external signals of internal states. So this is a society, I would argue, that is very high because it's cold and there's lots of strong selection pressure to be agreeable and cooperative, otherwise you get cast out by the band and whatever. And so it's very, very high in agreeableness, very, very high in empathy, very, very high in what empathy is, which is being very interested in external signals of internal states. Now, what this can lead to in the extreme, at the sort of far tail, is people that over-detect external signals of internal states, and therefore, if you smile, they think you love them, and if you frown, they think you're going to kill them. I.e., they become paranoid, and this is part of what schizophrenia is about. There are other elements to it, such as that you don't really feel much joy. And there's an element to which I think that's true of Finns. They are very, very introverted. They are very, very low in positive feelings. So basically, you have the average Finn is higher in what you might call schizoid traits than the average Swede or English person, with the result that you have more people that have schizophrenia. Another possible explanation for why this is the case is that Finns moved to the interior in the 17th century. They had these small, isolated populations. This led to a founder effect, and this led to relatively high levels of schizophrenia. But whatever is the reason, the schizophrenia levels are high, and schizophrenia is associated with paranoia and is associated. There's research on school shooters that they are high in schizophrenia. The child is 12 years old, puberty. This is precisely the time when, if you are schizophrenic, it starts to develop. So Finns are also very high in depression and markers of depression, in suicidality and whatever. And this also is associated with, you know, you see the world as pointless. You're filled with these negative feelings, and you decide you're going to sort of just kill people, shoot people, basically. So I think that is also relevant in terms of why it's happening now. In many ways, Finland is about 30 years behind other countries in terms of things like multiculturalism, in terms of things like social trust, in terms of many other factors. So it may be that they, and also they are a highly sensitive people. Finnish people are higher in intelligence than other European peoples. And intelligence is associated with environmental sensitivity, because intelligence is about solving problems. And if you can solve a problem, if you can be less instinctive and rise above your instinct, you'll be better able to solve a problem. So intelligence is about, you know, being environmental sensitivity, but being low in instinct, basically, and therefore highly environmentally sensitive. Finns are also cave strategists. They are very, very evolved to a harsh yet stable ecology. And in that ecology, you have to be very, very strongly evolved to a very specific niche. This militates in favour of a long childhood in which you can be taught about how to respond to that niche and to be highly flexible to changes rather than just evolve to have everything built into you instinctively, and therefore this makes them highly environmentally sensitive. So it may be that because they're highly environmentally sensitive, the environment has now changed in such a way as to tip the more environmentally sensitive over into basically madness, into severe depression, into schizophrenia and whatever, and that we are now seeing the result. It may also be because they're highly environmentally sensitive, they're evolved to an ecology where they have a religion that is telling them that they should behave in certain ways, not in other ways. And now that's dying and Finland has gone woke. Then you're starting to see the results of this, which is the school shootings. But this is just, we can't know. We can't know yet, and we don't have that much information. But the thing, what occurs to me is that the key issues are high trust society, which means that it doesn't occur to people these things are going to happen. It's just incomprehensible because everyone behaves themselves here. Plus high levels of gun ownership, which means you easily access guns, plus high levels of schizophrenia, plus perhaps also an element in Finns is that they tend to imitate other societies. They have a sort of low cultural self-esteem because they're a small country, and you see this in America, and so perhaps some kind of contagion from there. Mutta tämä on tosi surullinen päivä, ja mä toivon, että kaikki ovat ok. Okay, thank you very much.
Are you ready for the future of the West?